Alright, Dave the Clone with the Hollow Knight Network, still kicking it live on the scene here, live but recorded, coming to you from 2019's March edition of the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival here at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. And I am sitting here with MB McLean, who's got a film showing today at the film festival. MB, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to see when they check out your film today.
Kill Teaser is a Korean-inspired horror thriller.
Okay.
Our producer, Rosemary Halloran, is Korean, and therefore we added a lot of elements of classic Korean horror into our film.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a throwback movie, a little bit of like a 70s, 80s style. It's a little bit slow because it's kind of intellectual and a little bit inspired by some classic Asian cinema.
Okay, so you're kind of fusing styles a little bit?
Right, right.
Now, were you already sort of interested in the Korean like horror library? Was there sort of an existing interest there, or was that more of a marriage between you finding a producer for the project kind of thing?
I was interested to begin with, and I went to Korea to actually secure funds for production.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's probably something I'm sure a lot of aspiring filmmakers out there would be interested to find out more about, but I'm sure that's a whole sort of different podcast. But maybe you could tell me, what was that like? Was there, what was the challenge there like, and how did you wind up going to Korea for the funding?
Well, basically, I went to Busan because I had heard a lot of great things about the Asian film market there at the Busan International Film Festival. And then when I went to Busan, I teamed up with a producer there named Jen, and we put together some test footage with some local Korean talent for a couple hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was our test reel, and we showed that around the festival to get interest.
Nice, nice. So where did the idea for this movie come from, and when, what can you tell us about it without spoiling too much?
Kill Teaser is based on a true crime that happened in Poughkeepsie, New York in 2005.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty specific.
It is.
And so is it the kind of thing where anyone who might be listening to this who's from Poughkeepsie probably knows exactly what you mean just by telling them the year it happened? Or is there any details you could kind of share with us to give everyone a little bit of an idea of what kind of horror movie we're going into here?
Well, I think if you lived in the area, you might be familiar with some details of it, but we also adjusted some things to protect the survivors of the original crime.
Sure.
And just for stylistic purposes.
Gotcha. When you think about the genre, is there anything that you would see as an influence of your movie that might be something visible to anyone watching your film, or is this a completely original take on the material?
A little bit was inspired by some 80s Japanese horrors like Zyrum or the Red Spectacles. So
okay.
There's a little bit of that in there.
And now is that, were you always into sort of the more Asian influenced productions? Like where did your introduction to the world of horror films begin, and how did you get to the point where you're making them?
Well, I've been watching horror films since I was like in second grade.
Okay.
And, other than that, I spent about 10 years living in Asia, so that influenced.
Oh, there you go.
That influenced
okay.
things.
And so, you know, tell me a little bit about how the culture there versus the culture here reacts to horror, and what are their sort of tastes like compared to us?
I would say that in general, Asian horror is a little bit more cerebral, but at the same time, they will commit to a movie when it has severe flaws, and that's kind of what got us going on this, because we watched a lot of bad Asian horror films that just didn't work.
Gotcha.
But they were close.
And so were you using those as a sort of make sure this doesn't happen to me type of example, or were you going to try to exploit making that work, do you think?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen this film Zyrum, but it's like...
I'm not familiar.
It's like an alien slasher horror, and that in itself would be amazing.
Yeah.
But then there's these two stand-up comedians in it, and they're like trying to promote themselves, and they completely ruin the tone and like direction of the movie.
Too much comic relief taking away from the actual horror push.
Exactly.
I mean, so how do you address balancing those things within your story and within your film?
I just try to make something that makes sense.
Okay. See, that sounds like a pretty common sense approach, but I guarantee not a lot go that way.
Yeah.
What were some of the more surprising things that happened to you while you were making the film? Were there any surprising parts of the, what's it called? Surprising parts of the production, things that seemed like they weren't going to happen, but you made them work and they went well anyway?
Never hire your friends for a production.
Which is rough, because a lot of us, if we're getting your first independent project going, your friends are kind of the first pool you can go to for talent or money or help with the crew or all that. So you're saying definitely make sure you get some money together first.
That too.
Any advice you can give to people who are looking for a place to start on that front?
Because
a lot of this is overwhelming. And one of the things I always find interesting about folks who are here is you've gotten through the part that's overwhelming. You've pushed through the parts that are scary, and now you have a product. So how did that work for you?
I mean, just pay your bills so you have extra money to screw around with. That's the basic thing you can do.
Gotcha. Any horror films you could say that might be your favorite? You know, we're at the horror con. I always like to ask everyone what their favorite scary movie is, but I have a feeling you'll probably have a unique answer compared to some of the answers we've been getting all day.
Well, I could give a very common answer, or I could give a crazy answer.
Why don't you do the crazy answer first?
Crazy answer first... Well, probably Zyrum. But that movie sucks.
But we're allowed to like things that suck.
Yeah,
like, why does it suck?
Again, there's two stand-up comedians, and they try to steal the movie from the plot.
So you just really can't get past that at all. It's just like...
You could cut those guys out of the movie, and it would be a much better movie, but it would only be half an hour long.
There you go. Well, so you got to put up with the bad to keep the good, I guess, is what we're landing on. Or just make a movie that doesn't have any bad, if you can.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Anything you were looking forward to seeing as far as horror films go? Do you watch any of the sort of mainstream horror movies?
I just saw Us, and that infuriated the hell out of me.
Oh, wow, really? Because we have a lot of people on the team who loved Us.
I liked it, but it could have been perfect if they had just explained better where the clones were coming from.
Okay, spoiler alert out there.
Yeah.
I knew they were clones, though. I mean, that's kind of obvious from the commercial.
Oh, yeah, that's so obvious. But it's so damn vague. Like, I mean, what the hell?
What about, like, a movie like Get Out, which was sort of hailed as the first sort of genre breaker that came out of Jordan Peele's collective unconscious, you know?
Okay, so with Get Out, I didn't see Get Out till, like, a year after it come out. And, like, everyone was telling me that it was, like, so groundbreaking. And then when I saw it, honestly, I thought it was a little bit stupid because I thought it was just going to be, like, the villain was racism. But no, it's like, oh, we're stealing people's brains and chopping them up. And you didn't need all that. It was good enough without that.
That was cool. I mean, I fell asleep in the middle of it. I've only seen it once. And when I woke up, they were cutting people's brains up. And I was just like, wow. We've made a giant leap in the middle of this, but okay. I mean, I think the unexpectedness of what it turned out to be. Is that for me? Oh, wow. Jesus. I just got something from, I think this is from Sleepaway Camp, right? The Sleepaway Camp peanuts. That's freaking awesome.
That's pretty nuts, actually.
This is what happens during, like, live recordings here. We get people stopping by and stuff. That was actually,
Live recordings are fun.
So, anything else about the convention that has stood out to you? Anything that's gone out on the floor that you were sort of blown away by? Or anything along those lines that you were to tell people, oh man, this was a great convention down in Atlantic City. They did this, this, and this.
There's been some great talent here. I got to see a lot of celebrities. That was fun.
Cool. Yeah, it seems like the guest list grows a little bit more each year for this show. So
Ernie Hudson was awesome yesterday.
Is he not here today anymore?
No, he left last night.
Damn it. I didn't get to meet him. Ugh. I got to see who's left. I'm going to go for a walk after we record this, I think.
Yeah, so, now's the time to do it. They're pretty slow right now.
Yeah, and they're probably going to start bouncing soon.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the showing tonight. I hope whoever's still here shows up and you get a good, strong showing and get some good responses. I mean, you've shown it at all to anybody yet? Has it screened?
Yeah. It released theatrically in New York last year, and we've been trying to sell it on Amazon.
Cool.
It is Kill Teaser. Search for one word on Amazon. You can rent it now.
What were some of the reactions you've gotten so far from people who've seen it?
A lot of people like it, but it's very tough to stomach. It's a pretty intense movie because
really
of the
gory
realism.
Really gory?
A little bit, but we could have pushed it farther.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was really gory, but you could have gone further. That's always good to hear. Awesome, man. Well, we'll look out for Kill Teaser. And have you got any other projects on the horizon you want to tease with Kill Teaser? Or
we're working on something, but we have to see where we end up.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there's more to come from MB McLean. Thank you very much for stopping by and hanging out with the Hollow Nine Network at New Jersey Horror Con.
Thank you. Good night.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com. where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.